Ghost Empire, written and read by Richard Feidler.
1,000 years ago, Constantinople was the greatest and richest city in Europe. It dwarfed its rivals in size, splendour, and sophistication. The city contained 500,000 souls, more than 10 times the population of London or Paris. At a time when Western Europe was ensnared in a dark age of poverty and illiteracy, the people of Constantinople enjoyed the pleasures of the metropolis. They bought exotic goods in the marketplaces of the city's great marbled squares and cheered for their teams at the Hippodrome, the world's biggest stadium. Students attended universities and law academies. There were schools for female education and hospitals with women doctors. The city's libraries conserved precious manuscripts by Greek and Latin authors, ancient works of philosophy, mathematics, and literature that had been lost or destroyed elsewhere. Constantinople was the greatest wonder of its age. It was an imperial capital, an emporium, a shrine, and a fortress. Venetian merchants, arriving after a long sea voyage, would see the gold and copper domes of the skyline appear out of the Bosphorus fog like an hallucination. First-time visitors were stunned by the monumental scale and beauty of the city. They reacted like European peasants arriving by boat into Manhattan, not quite believing the impossible metropolis looming in front of them. Traders came to Constantinople from all over Europe, from Asia and Africa. Russian galleys cruised down from the Black Sea, laden with fish, honey, beeswax and caviar. Amber was brought from the shores of the Baltic Sea to be exchanged for gold or silk. Spices from China and India were carried overland into the city and sold on to Western Europe. Constantinople was a holy city. Its majestic churches and monasteries housed the most important sacred relics of Christendom: the crown of thorns, fragments of the true cross, the bones of the apostles, and a portrait of Christ, believed to have been painted from life by St. Luke himself. Pilgrims came to Constantinople by the old Roman road down through Thrace. Passing through the Carisian gate in the land walls, the pilgrim would push his way through the crowds on the Mesa, the city's broad central avenue, passing shops, colonnaded squares paved with marble, and tenement blocks. Beggars and prostitutes would loiter in doorways, while a holy fool, smeared with grime and filth, displayed the scars of his mortification to jeering children. The crowds on the Mesa would part for a procession of chanting priests parading a wooden icon, followed by a train of ecstatic believers, hoping to catch a glimpse of the icon weeping miraculous tears or dripping blood.